The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must even manage.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, 28 March 2012. On Friday's program, and I think the story is up on republicbroadcasting.org, guy by the name of Mark Baker, out of Michigan. What was Mr. Baker's egregious act against the state? Raising pigs. And we're not talking about a premature April Fool's joke here, folks. We're talking about Michigan's Department of Natural Resources going after this guy's pigs as being invasive species. And the government goons, the DNR, are going to come in with government-issued weapons and shoot all of his pigs and haul him off to jail. Only in America. So be with me Friday. The man is a 20-year military veteran, and he has woken up. Like many other millions of people, people across this country have. We're all knee-deep in sow stuff, and we're starting to smell it for what it is. Very good man, and he's going to be on my program Friday. You're not going to want to miss that one. All right, back to the phones. Peter Nice, we've got Colin in California, out in your neck of the woods. Hello, Colin.
Hey there, John.
Hi.
I want to make a prediction. I would almost guarantee the Supreme Court is going to rule it constitutional, because the way they're looking at it is it only applies to their federal property, the U.S. citizen, because we've declared it. They're working outside the Constitution. Everything is constitutional, no matter if they legislate murder of the Hispanics or the whites or what have you, because in their club they can do as they please, is the way I see it. Question for Pete, though.
Okay.
If after they ruled that way, could we address the court and find out who it applies to, and when they say all U.S. citizens, can we have them give the legal definition of a U.S. citizen?
Colin, you're a man after my own heart. I thought the same thing. Peter Nice, what's your take on that?
We already have that in a couple cases, who a U.S. citizen basically is, and he's the 14th Amendment federal citizen. The next question is, how did he become one of those? And most
right.
people that have signed up for Social Security, basically unknowingly under Title 5, 552A 13, basically have become federal personnel, so I guess they've become a U.S. citizen.
Here's another question for Pete. If I was in court and the judge, I told him, can ask him the question, if he asked me to enter a plea, and I asked him, you're addressing a legal fiction, which is the piece of paper, the U.S. citizen, I'm flesh and blood here. And then I asked him, can a legal fiction answer your questions?
Well,
can't speak,
obviously. The answer is no.
Yeah, legal fiction cannot speak, correct?
That's unless you want to play the part and be the legal fiction.
Right, right. Okay, all right. Have a good day, gentlemen.
And what happens is you volunteer again.
That, I've got a mouthful to say on that issue. Good point, Colin. We'll address that.
Thank you, Colin.
After this break.
Early. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I am doing some fast and quick computer work here for the purpose of making people understand how insane things have gotten. And I wanted to do this on today's show, Peter, because we're always looking for the motivation as to why these federal employees are doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a new perspective on this, but let me take Arthur first from Georgia. Hello, Arthur.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just real quick, first off, John, before I get to my question with Peter, you mentioned the fellow that's going to be on Friday. Unfortunately, I didn't catch his name.
Baker.
Website. Baker?
Mark Baker.
Art Baker or Mark Baker?
Mark.
Mark Baker, okay. Because I want to look that up. I want to read that before you have him on Friday, because I'd really like to find out a little bit about this before the show. I'm looking forward to that conversation.
I'm having a little difficulty communicating with my webmaster. Stuff that I'm sending over is not getting posted.
Well, he might not have got it up there yet.
Maybe not.
But I figure I want to at least get an idea of what's going on prior to the show, because that, I think, is going to be a conversation I'm going to be really interested in, because it's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
Arthur?
Yes, sir.
Arthur?
Yes, sir.
Here's the question that I want you to ask this guy that's going to be on Friday. Who owns the pig?
Yeah, I know. That's the first thing came to my mind. That's like some crazy stuff I heard earlier today about something about they're going to do something about some pigs that are the wrong hair color or something. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
That is the case.
Who owns the pigs?
That's the case.
That's
okay. Right.
That's going to make it a little easier to find.
Yeah.
All right. Now, my question to you, Mr. Niece. You said something a little while ago that kind of set my head just a flipping, because I remember back when they first came out with those energy saver bulbs and whatnot, and I thought, oh, wonderful, great, a light bulb will last me 6 years, and I went out and I bought a dozen of them. And then, you know, it was a few years went by, and RBN educated me to the fact of just how dangerous these things were, so I stopped using them and went back to my old-fashioned tungsten light bulbs. But you said something a little while ago when the caller called in about they mandate what kind of light bulb you can buy, and you said there is a spy chip in it? That kind of sent me for a loop, and I'd like you to kind of explain that a little bit, because this is the first time I'm hearing this.
There's been several articles basically out on it. Most of the newer refrigerators have spy chips in them. It's just amazing if your meter that you have on the outside of your house now has the spy chip in it. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, ours doesn't, because they haven't got around to us yet, and I'm waiting on that day.
They can transmit all of this through the power lines, too.
Right. Well, they haven't put the smart meter on our pole yet. They haven't gotten here, and we're kind of waiting on that day to happen, because it's going to get interesting.
But I
knew about chips in the TVs and stuff, but I didn't know they actually put them in the light bulb.
And they've got it in your computers now, and they've got it in your cell phones.
Just to better understand market trends, so they can control us under commerce. What was the other part of your question here, Arthur?
How do we dispose? Because I've had these bulbs sitting around my house for a couple years now.
Nobody has ever explained it to anybody. They've taught us how to reclaim the oil. You can get down to the fire departments. They have collection for used oil. Nobody's come out with a collection plan, which I suspect was part of the program, on what to do with these bulbs once they go kaflooey. How do you recycle them? How do you turn them in? What do you do with them? Everybody is throwing them in their trash, and they're going in our damn landfills, which is contaminating the earth, but more importantly, the groundwater.
Which is exactly why I didn't throw them away, because I didn't want them getting crushed or broken in the process and making people sick.
Yeah.
And so now I got like a dozen of these bulbs sitting around my house and don't know what to do with them.
Well, you know, use your imagination. Get out the coloring set or get out the paint set. I think they'd make pretty Christmas ornaments, don't you?
Well, you know, actually, that might not be a bad idea. It wouldn't get used very often, so they last an awful long time.
There you go.
Don't say anything political around your Christmas tree.
That's right. Arthur,
thanks, guys.
Arthur, hang on 1 second. I'm going to bring you down. My board op has a question for you.
Okay.
All right, thanks. He's one of our rebroadcasters down in Georgia. We appreciate it very much. Here is something. People have always wondered, you know, what is the deal with Child Protective Service? What is the deal with the IRS agents? What is the deal with the EPA people? What motivates these people? Why are they not walking away from their jobs if they're involved in stuff that they intrinsically know is wrong? Well, the simple answer was, well, it's a job, it's a paycheck, they get good benefits, but how good of benefits do they really get? This is going to absolutely floor you, ladies and gentlemen. A report by Wayne Allen Root on the true one percenters, the government employees, which, by the way, we only have about 21 million of them. Here is Mr. Root's assessment on the true 1%. And what this is really costing us. And again, let me add, which he doesn't address, but the motivation for these people to, well, just do their jobs.
Hi, everyone. I'm Wayne Allen Root for Personal Liberty and PersonalLiberty.com. And this commentary is about government employees, the true 1%. How did America become broken and solvent? How did we build up an unimaginable $150 trillion in debt and unfunded liabilities? How did we allow the American dream to become a nightmare? All we need to do is look at the primary demand that the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund are placing on Greece to get their new $170 billion bailout. Greece has agreed to cut 150,000 government employees. And even in Cuba, they're cutting 2 million government employees to save Cuba from bankruptcy. The truth is that government employees are the true 1%. We have far too many of them in America, 21 million, and they're paid far too much. And their union demands are straining taxpayers to their breaking point. They've become a privileged class that expects to be treated superior to taxpayers who pay their salaries and pensions. And it's their obscene pensions that's the big problem. How would you like to retire with $6 million, $8 million, $10 million? All you have to do is become a government employee to hit the jackpot. Don't believe me? Do the math. I talked with a retired toll taker. His salary averaged $70,000 per year over 20 years. But in the last few years, he worked lots of overtime, added in sick days, to get his final salary up to $150,000. His pension is based on that final salary. He bragged he will now get a taxpayer-funded pension of $120,000 a year for the rest of his life. He's 50 years old. If he lives to around 80, which is the life expectancy of a 50-year-old male, with automatic cost of living increases, that's a bill to taxpayers over the next 30 years of $5 million, three times more than he earned while working. And of course, we're also paying his medical bills. No country, no budget, no taxpayers anywhere in the world can afford this. Ask Greece. But here's a frightening question. What if he lives to 90 or 100? His pension could rise to $8 to $10 million. Multiply this times 21 million government employees, and you now get a sense of what is bankrupting America. In Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, the average firefighter earns just under $200,000 a year. When he retires at 45 or 50 years old, we owe his pension based on that obscene salary. But here's the clincher. When he finally dies, the taxpayer has to continue paying his pension to his spouse till she dies. Add up the damage to the economy, and it's catastrophic. Talk about a one percenter, an average firefighter will pick up $8 to $10 million for the rest of his life for not working. But lest you argue a firefighter, a policeman, or a teacher is a hero, recent studies prove the average janitor that works for government makes $600,000 more in their career than a private sector janitor. Three stories on the same day in this past Sunday's Las Vegas newspaper sum up this national outrage. Let's start with the Las Vegas Teachers Union. It was reported that more than a third of the union's entire annual budget went to pay just 9 union leaders. The union executive director was paid $632,000 for the year, while the CEO of the Teachers Health Union was paid $546,000. So next time someone says to you, we need to spend more for the kids, you know that's not the truth. It's for the union hacks. Bernie Madoff has nothing on the government employee union scam. Article number 2 in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal was about those $199,000 per year firefighters. It turns out they also abused sick leave, rigged work schedules to pump up their pensions, and appear to have engaged in widespread disability fraud. About half of all Clark County firefighters retired with work-related injuries, and they got bonuses averaging $320,000 apiece in addition to their obscene pensions. Is that also for the kids? Article number 3 in Sunday's paper was about a now-retired Las Vegas homicide detective and possible police brutality. It had nothing to do with pensions. But interestingly, the retired detective they quote in the story is 47 years old. He's 47 and he retired last year? We're going to be paying him $5 to $10 million till the day he dies for not working. Is that for the kids? These aren't CEO types. These are average government employees retiring with the equivalent of $5 to $10 million. These are the true 1% privileged class that are bankrupting our country and destroying our once great economy. Something's very wrong here. Do you know any small business owners who retire with $5 to $10 million? They're few and far between. And when we retire, we have no pension. We have to live on what we saved after 40 years of risking our own money to start a business and working 16-hour days, weekends, birthdays, holidays. No one has a right to complain. Small business owners don't cost taxpayers a dime. But government employees are paid millions by taxpayers to retire early, often on pensions fattened by gaming the corrupt system. They are the true 1%. This is...
God, we got to go to break. Now you're starting to understand, folks, why the states and the federal government are now eyeballing pensions.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
We are back. Caller called in. He said he worked for the county. He said that wasn't true. Yes and no. If we're talking about general retirement from a company that you get to an age of whatever and you're retired, depending on how long, you know, there's no cutoff dates for retirement. You get paid until you die. Depends on who you work for and how it's been structured out. Now, that is not a blanket statement for everybody that works for government, okay? Let me make that clear. But essentially, he was correct on how this is formulated for government employees. Curtis in Georgia. Hello, Curtis.
How you guys doing?
Hi.
Good.
I was thinking about kind of the macro picture of this whole thing. I called in last week and it got a little heated. I don't think I explained myself correctly. Looking back over a period of history, during the Revolutionary War, those people that we fought, this country fought and wanted independence, they truly never went away. A lot of them went up to Canada and went back to England, and but the ones that were burrowed in like a tick, so to speak, they continued to undermine this country from the inside. And I think a lot of people want to blame like one boogeyman, or there's a small group of people running the whole world, but from looking from a larger perspective, I think that usually evil always goes to a centrist type of government. And so if you can get a central power going is what they want, then they can actually take over things and do what they want. And the freer the country gets, the less power they have. So it's a constant battle between good and evil. And so, you know, it's like Hamilton versus Jefferson, you know, either a city or farming. And so I think that battle would continue on forever. It's just like Franklin said, you know, we gave you a republic, ma'am. It's up to you to keep it.
Right.
So it's vigilance is what it is. And these corporations that were running in this country for literally, you know, tens to hundreds of years are really our problem. They used to have to recharter about every 2 to 3 years, and each state would look at them and say, what good were you for the state? And they would have to show that they had some type of benefit for the community in itself, and sometimes they wouldn't recharter them. And I think most people would agree that the major problem we have right now stems back to the Civil War, which I don't think should be called the Civil War. I think it was communism or a takeover or the second revolution of this country, because it was, I think I could prove this, it was the Rothschild family that actually funded Karl Marx and Engels to write the Communist Manifesto, and then therefore try to start buying Palestine property back and influencing people in Germany, which was where the 48ers come from, which actually started the Republican Party, which got the Whig Party to move over, and then you have the takeover of the United States. Well, the main thing that I see that the 14th Amendment caused was when it was implemented or forced onto the states, that the 14th Amendment was a situation to where it would not free people but enslave everybody. And the way it would do it was to get people to move over to the Social Security. FDR finally implemented that. But in the main way it would do it, Susan B. Anthony was a major tool in pulling the women over. She was the first one to want 14th Amendment. She got the women's suffrage in on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first thing that made federal citizenship. And the federal citizenship that allowed the corporations to become a person. And when a corporation became a person, they could claim the 14th Amendment, and the states couldn't control them anymore. And so therefore, they would always scream back to the states. But the one point I tried to get across last week was, if they took over and it was a complete overthrow, coup d'etat, like everybody says it was, which that's up for arguments. I would love to talk about it. Why would they pretend to keep the Constitution? Why would they pretend to do these things? And my thoughts are on this is that they truly didn't win everything, that they had to, behind the scenes, take what they could get. When the North finally found out that they were hoodwinked in what they were doing, I've got a book written by Collins. It was written in, like, I think 1910, and it shows every case that was brought before the Supreme Court, and it shows that 95% of the cases were not blacks, which was the case for the Supreme Court. Every person that would actually be given the rights of a white citizen.
Right.
And so therefore it was usually corporations taking it to the Supreme Court and using it as a tool against the state, which therefore...
Okay, hold on one second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Before we pick back up with Curtis here, talking about corporations, Jefferson had warned about centralized banking and the corporations that would grow up around us to literally take us all over. And it was Supreme Court Justice Stevens, off of the case of Citizens United versus Federal Elections Commission, and the Supreme Court ruled that corporations are persons entitled by the U.S. Constitution. And this is what Supreme Court Justice Stevens said in January of 2010. Corporations have no consciences. They have no beliefs, no feelings, no thoughts, no desires. Corporations help structure and facilitate the activities of human beings, to be sure, and their personhood often serves as a useful legal fiction. But they are not themselves members of we the people, by whom and for whom our Constitution was established. Curtis?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's self-evident, and a lot of people don't want to go back to see how brutal it was during the Civil War. We're talking 600,000 people killed. Lincoln, he imprisoned 35,000 people in the North, and you're talking about the states that were actually in the Union back then. You look at how many of the leaders up north were were actually imprisoned. And a lot of people think that the first shots of the Civil War were fought or shot in Fort Sumter, South Carolina. They weren't. They were fired in Maryland. The citizens of Maryland would not let the Union soldiers pass through their states. They took up arms and met them on the highway, and they were shot and killed, and they shot and killed Union soldiers. There was not one vote cast for Abraham Lincoln from New York's Jersey. New York State, they were in total riots and lockdowns. That movie, you know, where it showed, you know, 2 or 3 years ago where they showed the riots of New York. Well, all that was just kind of fictitious, but they were literally burning the state down because of what was going on. And they actually had to import more soldiers from the potato family in Ireland to actually win the battle. And they would ship the husbands off down south, put a gun in their hand, and take the women and bring them on over. Well, these industrialists, a lot of people don't know, after the war in the 1880s, they brought these immigrants in.
Yeah.
There was over 200,000 children that was taken from their families and shipped out west. They took them and sold them into slavery out west to the farmers and ranchers out there and put them up for adoption. And it wasn't for the sheriffs writing some scathing letters back east that finally put a stop to it, the sweatshop. So it's these corporations, you know, they don't want to be held accountable. You look at what happened during World War One, how they implemented the corporations and started World War One, and then set the stage for World War Two. And you wonder, who in the world are these people behind this? Well, it's usually the bankers that are behind this. If you get control of the headwaters of evil, then, like Jefferson said, those companies or corporations that would grow up around this type of system would be evil. Well, you look what happened in Nazi Germany. There is a coin that I saw on the internet, and I would love for someone to run this to ground, but what I'm about to share with you is there's a coin. On one side, it shows Nazi insignia, which is a swastika.
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin, it has the Star of David.
Curtis, I've got to rope you in here because it sounds to me like you're prepared to go for the next 23 minutes nonstop. I appreciate your grasp of our history and the points you're bringing forth, but can we narrow this down a little bit?
Yeah, what I want to do is make a point that it's your corporations, and that's what's running the government. They've got the government in control, and the main point, too, is that if the Constitution is still taught in the schools and everybody's wrapping an American flag around them and breathing this nationalism, there's only one way that they could do that. If they wanted to take over the United States, then they would have actually got rid of the Constitution a long time ago. The Constitution still stands.
Mm-hmm.
They have not gotten rid of it. And it's there if people want to go back to it.
I'm in agreement with you. It isn't like we're talking about a revolution for a new form of government or to have no government, which would make us just anarchist. We're talking about a restoration. Simply.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's going to take the people to do it.
I understand. Hey, look, Curtis, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question here, and since it's not been posted, I am desperately trying to figure out where you can find the clip. I had a request here. Where did you play that clip about the retirement? And I'll give you that answer in a minute. Let me go to Ray in Arkansas. Hello, Ray.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Peter.
Hi.
I got curious because I was kind of, you know, drawn in by this pig farmer thing here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm originally from Kansas, and I spent the last 30 so years in Michigan, and I recently moved to Arkansas. So I had to kind of cut that place loose, but I was a small farmer. I raised cattle and horses and, you know, chickens, turkeys. sent that they were going to come in and shoot them.
Well,
you know?
They were going to do that. The state's attorney general has temporarily put a halt to this.
That would be Mike Cox.
Yeah. And the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR in Michigan, was the one that was going to carry forth on this. Mark Baker actually had to file suit, and he got a temporary injunction against the actions of the DNR. And the whole crux of this thing is that the state is claiming through the DNR that they got an invasive species because they have hairy pigs. Now, if you're from Michigan, you understand how cold the winters can get up there.
Absolutely.
If you have unprotected livestock, you're in a lot of cases talking about dead animals. Well, he imported and he's been raising for a number of years, kind of weather resistant furry little pigs, and the state is claiming that these are feral. They get loose, they're going to absolutely decimate the environment in Michigan. Now, if anybody understands what a feral hog is, you know, we got feral cats. Somehow they don't grow fangs like prehistoric tigers. They don't have any supernatural powers. And a feral cat is a non-domesticated. He's not your little house putty that purrs on your lap. Down here in Texas, we have wild boar running around. And these are the ones with the tusk that can tear a human being up and nothing flat. This, we're talking about a domestic line of pigs imported into the states that pose no environmental problems, or if they've got outside the gates, that they're going to infect the wild pig population in Michigan. And I don't even think they have one. I'm sorry, Ray, I had to throw that in there.
They do have a wild pig population in Michigan, and it's beginning to grow.
To me, that's just food for the people when they can't get into the grocery stores. But are we talking about the pigs with the big tusk?
Right. We're talking about what you call a feral pig or here in Arkansas they call them razorbacks, but they are up there, and I know they're up there because I've seen them, and the population is growing. Now, but there's no closed season on a feral pig, so
that's food on the barbie for me.
Absolutely, and it's good too. But the idea of the government coming in, and you call them DNR, and I mean you being familiar with Michigan, the term is damn near Russian. So when we deal with those folks, you know, you got to kind of tread softly because they do carry a lot of power up there.
They do. Do you know where Kensington Lake was up there in Michigan? Lake Kensington?
Kensington?
Yeah.
No.
Well, at any rate, it was a big fishing spot stocked by the DNR. And, of course, you had to get your fishing license. So I'm out there ice fishing one day. DNR shows up. Rules state that you can't have two lines or more than two lines in the water. So I'm sitting out there, and I lost a hook. I had three holes drilled, and I wasn't using any more than two poles. I had a third line in the water that didn't have a hook on it. Once I would hook a fish, I would just simply bait the other hook and then throw the line back in. So I never had any more than two lines in the water, except for this day. My third pole that I would alternate and bait, I lost the hook off of. The line was in the water, but yet I got a ticket. I got a ticket for having three lines, not the intent to fish. I've yet to see anybody catch a fish on a line with no hook and no bait. I don't know if you've got smart fish that can tie the knot themselves around their own little fins. But the point being that they gave me a ticket. Now, this made me angry. So what I did was I walked in front of the DNR agents up there on Lake Kensington, and I was telling the people, here comes the DNR. And you would see people looking, little movement here, making sure all their stuff is in order. And one of them, now this, I just completely destroyed their revenue mission for the day, and one of them just quietly looked at me and he said, well, I want to thank you for helping us do our job. And I go, really? By the way, I got out of paying that fine for three lines in the water.
But well,
these are government little bureaucrats. Well, they, you know, I'm reading a rule book. It says you can't have three lines in the water. Well, what was the intent of that third line? To catch fish? You idiot. You know, didn't matter.
Well, I had an incident one time and was out fishing. And and this one really scared me. And it scared me like nothing I'd ever seen. Because we had a DNR officer come up on one of those personal watercrafts, his little jet ski. Well, he just happened to be carrying an MP5 submachine gun. And my question to him was, yeah, are you going fishing with that?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what are you going to do with that thing? And, you know, he was reluctant to say too much about it. You know, it was as if he was guarding the, you know, American border there or something on the big lake. But
the Bureau of Land Management did the same thing, running around with MP5s. And when questioned about it, you know, there's areas of state parks or federal parks that you're not allowed to go in in armed, you know, even with a simple pistol.
Right.
And
right.
And the question is, you know, here's a law to protect what? I mean, were they concerned about maybe lead poisoning of a tree if you fired off a shot and it stuck in a tree? Most people would consider carrying a firearm in a forest to be a prudent thing to do, because there are some things in those forests that can hurt you, like we just talked about, wild boar hogs or bear or wolves or whatever the case may be.
I've never encountered a wolf, but I have encountered a cougar, and they were close and face-to-face. So
And you know what? You obviously knew what to do because you're still upright, alive, and breathing and talking. But you know, the idea is that, well, because most people are idiots, we're going to pass laws to protect you from what?
Yourself.
No, if I was going to protect myself from myself, I wouldn't walk into a forest where I knew people were running around with MP5s.
Yeah, that's but you're not an idiot, you see.
Hey, Ray, I got to let you go, man. We're coming up on a break here.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Now, here's a guy in Mexico, New Mexico, rather. Mexico. Was that a Freudian slip? He's a guy that worked for the county, and you had something to say about retirement benefits.
I do. I'm vested in the state PERS system, and the guy is completely inaccurate. You do not get your overtime as part of your retirement system. Now, the Clark County Fire Department is completely insane. There are people who are working so much overtime that people are literally, as firefighters, making $250,000. The highest one was $475,000 a year.
Okay.
That's insane. But as far as retirement is concerned, the guy's way off. I mean, he's basically letting his opinion dictate the facts, and he's not letting the facts stand in the way of his good opinion.
Okay, so give me some fact that's going to counter his good opinion.
Okay, here's the fact. In the state retirement system for the state of Nevada, no matter where you work, whether it be a city or county, if you're part of the Nevada PERS system, you get your final 3 years. The average of your highest 3 years is what you retire at, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then depending on how many years, that's what your percentage of your salary is.
Okay, now that's the formula to arrive at the dollar amount. What's the dollar
Correct.
Amount?
Correct. The dollar amount is based, let's say you worked 30 years for Clark County, and that the way it's structured right now, it's 2.67% per year. So it's going to basically, you top out at 75% of your final 3 years.
Okay.
But that doesn't. So if your final 3 years averaged a total of $100,000, and you worked enough to get 75%, you get $75,000 a year. But what he's indicating is he's indicating that you will get a total of everything based on what your overtime is, and that's factually incorrect.
Okay,
I just wanted to set that straight.
Okay, so you're talking about the average of 3 years, excluding overtime. They'll take an average of those highest 3 years, and then you're paid out 75%.
Well, it depends on how many years in the system you have.
Okay.
I mean, I've got almost 15 years in the system, so I'm going to get about 2.6-something% per year over that course. That's what you're going to calculate. So I'm going to get about somewhere in the neighborhood of 45 or 50%.
Okay.
That's of my highest 3 years, the average. That's how it works out. So this idea that this guy is going to wind up leaving the fire department, he was making $250,000 a year, and he's going to retire with $180,000 a year, it's absurdity. It doesn't work that way. And you can look at the Nevada PERS. Just go into NevadaPERS.com and find out, and it'll tell you how it's calculated.
You need to send an email to Wayne Allen Root then.
I think he needs to just learn his facts before he spouts off.
John, thank you for your call. We didn't get around to federal, but that's okay.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Final segment here on this Wednesday edition of the National Intel Report with Peter Neese. Peter, you've been awfully quiet.
There's a lot of good things that are being said, John.
Do we have any other callers there? We have no other callers. Okay. How do you want to exit today's program?
Well, I was just going to basically say I hope that people have listened to us and and understood that this thing should never have gotten to the Supreme Court in the first place, and maybe they'll spark up their pencil or pen and, or email and get a hold of their representatives and ask them why they're not reading the bill.
Well, here's an update by Tom Curry, national affairs writer, MSNBC. Updated at around 4 o'clock Eastern Time, he said in the Supreme Court's final day of arguments on the constitutionality of the 2010 health care law, the justices wrestled Wednesday with what happens to the law if they strike down the provisions that requires the uninsured to buy insurance. So, the quote here, I think the majority of the court believes that if the rules that individual mandate is unconstitutional, then the rest of the health care law probably cannot be saved. It would seem that the majority of the court, again, breaking down along the familiar lines, believes it would be very difficult, almost impossible, chore to figure out which parts of the law could still be saved. At issue before that court Wednesday was the severability of which you spoke to, Peter Neese, a principle that holds that if one part of the law is ruled unconstitutional, the remaining parts of the law can stay in force. Williams for MSNBC reported that justices were very concerned about the effects on the insurance industry, well, of course they are, of leaving intact the obligations imposed on it to offer coverage to all those who seek it without a source of income from the individual mandate. They are very worried about saddling the insurance industry with that one. And Justice Sonia Sotomayor asked, in a democracy structured like ours, here is a United States Supreme Court justice, ladies and gentlemen, declaring that our form of government is now democracy. She goes on to say, where each branch does different things, why should we involve the court in making the legislative judgment? And, of course, Paul Clement, the attorney representing the states who oppose the law, told the justices, and I'm quoting him, I think you do want to strike it down to avoid a redux of Buckley, a reference to the 1976 Buckley versus Valero campaign finance decision that struck down congressional limits on campaign spending but retained the limits on campaign contributions. Justice Anthony Kennedy said the court would be exercising too much power if it threw out the mandate, but other provisions remain to impose a risk on insurance companies. Scalia seemed to suggest at one point during Wednesday's arguments that Congress might find itself unable to repair what remains of the law if the justices invalidate parts of it. There is such a thing as legislative inertia, isn't there? Elena Kagan, which should have recused herself from even sitting on this case, the former Solicitor General in the Obama administration, indicated that she might vote to preserve all other parts of the law except guaranteed issue and other insurance reforms if the court struck down the individual mandate. And the drama continues, folks, and we'll be here to report it Monday through Friday here on the National Intel Report with people such as Peter Neese alongside with me, and I appreciate your time. Peter, I'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you all for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to wade ourselves the myriad of stuff. A lot of stuff out there. We'll see you tomorrow. It's true.